the oil boom. Been here ever since.
Mm-hmm. Then, I think you'd be dandy. What I've done mostly is try to find people who were born in one place mm-hmm. and grew up there.
Well, I've grown up here. Now, like I said, those years there, they don't mean a thing to me mm-hmm. because time gets away from me, but I know we've mm-hmm. been here since 24, mm-hmm. and I was not quite 13. Mm-hmm. Started to high school and graduated from high school here.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see, last thing I asked was a coal bucket. When you burn coal, where did the smoke go?
It goes up the chimney, if there is any.
And does this...
It goes up the flue. Now, wait a minute. Now, this has been a long time ago. We had one of these... one of these little pot-bellied stoves, and it went up the stove pipe. Uh-huh. Up the chimney. Mm-hmm. That was way back there, though.
If you burned wood, what would you burn it in? If you had these long pieces of wood?
In the fireplace.
Uh-huh. And what would you put the wood on in there? If you burned logs?
I don't know, but I think you're supposed to put them on, fire dogs, isn't it? Uh-huh. I wouldn't know.
What do these set on? At the bottom of the fireplace? Any special term for that? Or maybe the big...
You mean on the hearth?
Uh-huh. Well, what would you call a big piece of wood that you put back on your fire dogs? Any special term?
Oh, well, there is one for it, but let's see, what is it?
What would you use?
I'll think of it.
What would you call the thing over the fireplace?
You mean on top of the fireplace, the mantle?
Mm-hmm.
Or the crane that you hang your pots and pans on if you cooked over an open fire.
I'll write things down on the right here as I go along. They're in different places in the questionnaire. This looks rather imposing, but there's not very much on any particular page. I just want to leave myself room to write. When people see this, they'll think, my goodness.
Am I going to have to fill all that?
If you don't want to write, you can stop at any time. Of course, I'd like to have you finish.
Well, I don't mind.
Good. What did you use to start your fire? That is, not when you had gas.
When we had gas?
No, not when
Not when you had gas.
If you were using wood or something, burning wood, what would you use
to
start?
Well, that'd be a good question, because you don't know me as a fire builder. I'd probably use everything in the place. But, I don't know.
If you took sticks and put those at the bottom of the fire, what would you call that?
Chips.
Chips? Oh, what did you call that old black stuff that...
Soot.
Soot? And when you burn wood, what's left when the wood...
Ashes. Is,
what color are these generally?
Gray.
You ever get any white ones?
No, I couldn't tell you. You're wanting me to say white.
No.
You're wanting me to say white.
Now I have to write down that's suggested, so I'll know. One of the things here is that I'm looking for is whether you'd say white or white.
I know what you're looking for. You're looking for just our particular mm-hmm. Pronunciations,
mm-hmm.
like the word creek and crick.
Mm-hmm.
Up crick. I use the word creek.
Creek.
But crick. I notice a lot of people in this vicinity and in Oklahoma in general say use the word crick.
Yeah, there's a town up by Enid, Pond Creek.
That's Pond Creek.
No, it's Pond Creek up there.
It is.
But to me, it's Pond Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And the natives think I'm insane who's calling this
place
Pond Creek.
Well, that's why.